that guy right there. Cam Marston, also in the Nappies this year, nominated. And many shows here in the talk world, sports world, overall for the radio station over at VoteNappies.com. Y'all can vote once a day. We appreciate your help in that. All right, 7:08. It is Mobile Mornings on a Friday. Lots to talk about this hour. We'll get the latest on Tropical Storm Cristobal, the track, this intensity, and what it means for us around here from Dr. Bill Williams coming up at around 7:35. Also on the way, Alec Naiman. We'll find out what's cooking. Larry Kirby's going to join us this hour. We'll talk about the removal by the city of Mobile of the statue of Admiral Sims. If you're looking there at the foot of Government Street this morning, pedestals there, but the placards and the statue are gone. More details on that on the way as well. Start off this hour like we do each 6 and 7 o'clock hour with the numbers here. COVID-19 coronavirus nationally and right here at home. Dalton has the latest.
Yeah, and there's been a change in the reporting of cases and deaths from the Alabama Department of Public Health. We'll get to those in just a minute. But first, we start nationally, where over 1,924,000 total positive cases of coronavirus have been reported and over 110,000 deaths of Americans due to COVID-19 at this point. Yesterday, there were 22,628 new cases added nationally and 1,031 deaths reported. Over the last 8 days, there have been fewer than 1,250 deaths nationally every day, and the testing continues to ramp up. According to the Atlantic's COVID tracker, which tracks the number of national test results up until 3 p.m. every day, there were 465,000 tests nationally yesterday, the eighth day in a row that over 400,000 have been tested, and there have been 18,680,000 total tests nationally since the pandemic began. Now, for our state, the Alabama Department of Public Health released a statement yesterday saying that they are updating their dashboard now once a day at 10 a.m. They said they hope to update it at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. once they have their issues resolved. They added, please be patient as the CDC, Alabama Department of Public Health, and its vendor work to address these growing pains. So they're apparently having issues with retrieving data from different hospitals and testing sites across the state. So using these updated numbers that they updated 10 a.m. yesterday, we're more likely looking at Wednesday's numbers than Thursday's numbers. There are now 18,776 confirmed cases in the state after 212 new cases were added yesterday. The 7-day average for new cases is 319 per day. That's the lowest since May 19th, and the 2-week average is 382 cases per day. There have been 651 Alabamians that have died due to COVID-19 since the pandemic came to our state. Yesterday, they still have 0 deaths reported for Wednesday after only 7 were reported on Tuesday. So I'm not sure if that 0 number for Wednesday, if we're still waiting on data to come in from hospitals, or whether the state truly had no deaths reported on Wednesday. We hit our peak of daily deaths back on May 12th. That's when 37 died. 7-day and 14-day average for deaths daily is 9 right now for the state of Alabama. There were 3,696 test results added yesterday. Over the last week, 7.3% of the test results that have been returned have been positive, and 8.8% over the past 2 weeks have been positive. Both of those numbers have dropped over the last week. Looking at local numbers, Mobile County now has 2,321 positive cases of coronavirus with 118 deaths. Baldwin County has 293 cases with 9 deaths. According to the ADPH, there was only 1 new case added in Baldwin County on Wednesday and 0 on Tuesday, and it's now been over a week since Baldwin County has reported a death due to coronavirus. Washington County has 73 cases with 6 deaths. Clark County, 149 cases with 2 deaths. Monroe County, 46 cases and 2 deaths. Escambia County has 75 positive cases with 3 deaths. Choctaw County, 153 cases with 10 deaths. Kanawha County, 41 cases and 1 death. And Wilcox County has 157 cases and 7 that have died due to COVID-19.
All right, Dalton, with the update, 7:12, and update here overnight. The statue of Admiral Sims, the most visible, and I would say most visible and invisible statue in the city of Mobile has been removed overnight. And it was, of course, earlier in the week we had the story from we had gotten some pictures from Gabe Tynes from Lanyap, mm-hmm. where the graffiti was painted on the pedestal there, yeah. at the foot of Government Street. And then the city, remember we talked about, the city came out and cleaned the pedestal and actually reacted to the fact that the patina was off there, and instead of it being that aqua green color, it was all of a sudden bronze again.
Yeah, and they had that suspect in custody also. Yep. They do know
made arrest
who did
that.
Made an arrest.
Now, since then, the statue has been removed. So are the placards identifying it. All that's left is the pedestal and the etching in the pedestal that says Raphael Sims. Now, how much of this goes off of a a poster that went out? It was a thing that went out on social media that fell in my lap yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a call here. And I pointed this out last hour. Let me point out a couple things that stand out to me. Number one, the rally that was planned for Bay Minette earlier this week that ended up being canceled seems like outside influence, because if you're going to come in to do a protest in Baldwin County, why would you go to the northern end? As much as I love Bay Minette, you're not going to get as many eyes on you as you would in Fairhope or Daphne, Spanish Fort, Orange Beach, Foley, Loxley. I mean, you know, pick a place. But it made me feel like there's outside influence there. And like, then what I... Yes.
Like they're just looking at the map.
They're just saying, where's the county seat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's organize there. Then I saw this poster thing that hit my inbox yesterday, and this was a hashtag March on the Monuments planned for this Sunday at 2 p.m., and the march starting at Ryan Park, which I've got an addendum to that in a second. It says, it's time for Mobile to follow in the footsteps of Montgomery and Birmingham and demand the removal of these antiquated symbols of oppression. Take down the Confederate Admiral Ralph Sims Monument. Ralph, y'all, not Raphael.
Not Raphael.
It says, take down the Confederate Admiral Ralph Sims Monument. So this thing came out yesterday, and I was wanting to talk about it yesterday, but I said, you know what, I'll just wait till Friday. We'll get in. Then overnight, the city of Mobile has removed the Raphael Sims statue from the foot of Government Street. The city said they did it. There's no more commentary at this point, but that statue been there 120 years or so with the bronze statue at the foot of Government Street. It got moved into storage for a little while, I think while they were building the tunnel. For some reason, they moved it inside, stored it while they built the tunnel, went back out. At one point, Admiral Sims faced the port, which would make more sense to me. But then at some point, it was turned around and faced the city. It's not been moved out of place much. It's just been turned, I know, at least once there on that pedestal. And that statue, as we discussed about it back in 2017. And in 2017, the Alabama legislature passed that Monuments Act, which they try to say it's for all monuments of 40 years or more. It was about Confederate monuments. The legislature tries to say, it's about every monument. Okay, it's about Confederate monuments. But that is the law of the land, of the state, when it comes to removal of monuments. Then you see what happened in Birmingham earlier this week as Mayor Woodfend removed the obelisk there that was a memorial to Confederate soldiers and sailors. All right, so that was moved. We talked about the Attorney General's response, saying that he, by the definition of his job, had to pursue and prosecute the case. I'm bothered with the law because I think municipalities should make decisions, not the state, on that. But it sounds like in the interpretation we got from the AG's office that he was going to prosecute it to the letter of the law, but no more. And there's been some confusion about this $25,000 fine. Some had said it was $25,000 a day for any municipality or group that removed a monument. His interpretation seems to think it's $25,000 one time. So basically, the city of Birmingham can pay $25,000 and remove the monument. I think that if that sets precedent, then the same thing would be true for the city of Mobile. Now, the AG will file a suit against Birmingham. AG will file a suit against Mobile in this, go through the process, and remove it. So the removal happened last night. A couple questions here. We've got a lot to talk about coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with you on this. This was done by the executive branch, right? So it's done by the administration, mayor's administration, unless I'm corrected. That's who made the decision, because there was no vote in the council. Now, in Birmingham, there wasn't a vote by the council, but I was told that Mayor Woodfin told the council that he was going to do it, and I guess there was no pushback or whatever, and they removed it. If you were going to remove something like this, wouldn't it have been a function of the city council to do this? If I was in the situation in the executive branch, I would have said, hey, city council. And of course, this is all motivated by this planned march to go remove and topple the statue on Sunday. I would have secured the statue on Sunday and then said city council vote, put them on the record on the vote on this on Tuesday. That did not happen. It's been removed. I don't know where it is right now. We'll talk about that. I know in the past, the groups like, and who owns it? It's on city property. That area there on Government Street, that city property, who actually owns the statue? The refurbishment work, I think, was done by the Sons and Daughters of the Confederate Veterans. Are they going to claim ownership of it? I don't know that right now, but it brings up a lot of questions there. And with that removal, you then got to ask, okay, what's next? And why I said I wanted a little circle back here on this protest planned on Sunday. As you look at people that come in that don't know the history, and I'm not agreeing or disagreeing with their move to remove the statue, but I'm looking for consistency. And the fact that the protest was going to leave from Ryan Park, right? Ryan Park, which is named for the clergyman of the Confederacy, the poet priest defender of the Confederacy, Father Ryan. Seems interesting that that's where will they go after the Father Ryan statue that's in town? So that one's in town. And then my question is, if you're going to remove these statues, what do you do on federal properties? I'm thinking about places like Gettysburg. The battlefield of Gettysburg, I've been to many times, very special place to me. I go there because I got family members that fought there. And by the way, before a bunch of lost causers gather around me, let me give you my unpopular thing. I got a bunch of Union folks, a bunch of Pennsylvania folks. But Gettysburg is very special to me. I've been there. There's over 1,300 monuments at Gettysburg, and many of them to the Confederates, to individual statues or memorials for the Alabama troops or troops from Tennessee. Or are we going to remove those?
Great question. I wonder with the removal of the statue last night. First, it appears that this was to get ahead of that planned rally on Sunday, but are there plans to replace the statue once national tensions have cooled off some, or what would it take to replace that statue in the future? I think, they've now taken it down. If they do try to eventually replace that, then you're going to have a whole other powder keg once you start to do that. So first step has been taken. Now we'll see what happens next.
All right. We'll talk more about this and turn up your voice in the 8 o'clock hour. 7:19 on the way in sports.
Five Alabama players have tested positive for COVID-19 as they return to campus. I'll let you know more on that coming up in sports. Also, the NBA and NHL making headway as they try to return to their seasons for 2020.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry 251-747-1802 or online makoforestry.com and on Facebook.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Gulf Shores city leaders are preparing for potential impacts from Tropical Storm Cristobal over the weekend. Cristobal is expected to make landfall on the Louisiana coast. Our beaches could see dangerous rip currents and high surf. The surf was calm on Thursday. Yellow flags are flying this morning at the city's main beach. Alabama's first experimental coronavirus vaccine is coming to Mobile. Coastal Clinical Research is teaming up with pharmaceutical company to bring the vaccine to the port city. Mobile County, the state's second largest county, reports more than 2,300 confirmed cases of COVID-19. The amusement park at Owal will reopen this morning almost 3 months after being forced to close. The park staff will take guest temperatures as they enter the park. Employees are required to wear masks, and visitors will notice hand sanitizing stations. The gates will open at 11 o'clock. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Industry leader UniFirst is committed to supporting Gulf Coast frontline workers and salute folks across this great country working hard, caring for our neighbors, and keeping our economy strong. UniFirst supplies hygienically clean workwear and facility services, as well as masks, hand sanitizer, disinfectants, and cleaning supplies. These critical products ensure our community has a healthy experience and environment. Learn how UniFirst can help you present a professional image and provide a safe work environment. Visit unifirst.com today. The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley, and like us on Facebook.
Good morning, 7:22 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Warwick, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. As football players for Southeastern Conference schools begin returning to campus, Bama Insider reports that at least five Alabama players have tested positive for COVID-19 this week. University spokesman Ryan Bradley provided a statement saying that the school would not share any specific information regarding the cases of coronavirus due to privacy laws. AL.com reports that at least one of the players worked out with other players on Tuesday and Wednesday before learning of his positive test results. He, along with the other players that tested positive, were allegedly asymptomatic. According to a report from CBS 42, the list of players that tested positive includes a lineman, a couple of skill players, and one quarterback. Alabama isn't the first school to have players test positive for COVID-19. Multiple Oklahoma State players tested positive this week, and Iowa State announced its first positive test within the athletic department on Wednesday. By the new NCAA rules, student-athletes must be screened before arriving on campus within 72 hours of entering facilities and on a daily basis upon resumption of athletics activities. Players who test positive must be immediately isolated, and the school will begin contact tracing and following CDC and local health guidelines. NBA owners on Thursday approved a plan to resume the season with 22 teams and a full playoff schedule. The proposal to restart the 2020 season includes a potential play-in game for the 8th seed, and all games will be held at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex near Orlando, Florida. The proposal passed 29-1, with only Portland voting against the format. The season is tentatively scheduled to resume July 31st, with teams reporting to Orlando in early July. While the owners approve the proposal, the NBA Players Association must also approve the plan. Meanwhile, the National Hockey League is transitioning to Phase 2 of its return-to-play plan, as teams will be allowed to reopen training facilities in their cities on Monday if local regulations allow. And while the NBA and NHL make plans to return, it's looking unlikely that Major League Baseball owners and players will come to an agreement to begin their 2020 season anytime soon. Thursday night, the MLB Players Association held a conference call of more than 100 players to discuss the owners' latest proposal of a 50-game regular season. Following the call, MLBPA Executive Director Tony Clark said in a statement that the union, quote, resoundingly rejected further concessions sought by MLB. The league and the players hope to strike an agreement in time for a second spring training to begin next week with a targeted opening day around July 3rd. 724 FM Talk 106.5 at Sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. If you drive an electric car, then you've probably heard about a credit you may qualify for from the U.S. government. Owners of cars, including the Chevrolet Bolt and the Nissan Leaf, may be eligible for up to a $7,500 federal tax credit. Remember, you only get the credit for the year you bought the car. And there's a phase-out in place that takes effect after manufacturers sell a certain number of cars. But be sure to note, Tesla and General Motors have hit that threshold. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with a few afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be around 90 degrees. Tonight, isolated evening showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
As we all watch these unprecedented events of the coronavirus unfold, we at Southern Cancer Center want to assure you that we are working hard to protect our community and our patients. Cancer patients often have weakened immune systems and are more vulnerable to infection. They're already fighting cancer. Please don't make them fight this virus too. Do your part to stop the spread. Stay distant. Wash your hands. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Together, we will get through this. Find more information at southerncancercenter.com.
Good morning from the Lovett CBD Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear from Loxley. It's been a good ride from Malbus, Daphne, and across to Bayway and the Causeway. So far downtown, you've seen a little bit of radar up of I-10 near Broad Street and heading down to the 1065 split, but on and off from Airport, Spring Hill and Moffitt and 65, no delays. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with no payments for 90 days and 0% interest for 60 months on most models. Shop online at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 727 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings 72 now. Some rain in our forecast. Okay, a lot of rain in our forecast as we get through the weekend. And Tropical Storm Cristobal Cristobal.
Yeah, it depends on how much, English you put on it.
Yes, like shooting a shot in pool, you put English on some Cristobal. So the tropical storm now still in the Southwest Gulf, but it is going to track north. Dr. Bill will tell us when, where, and the intensity and what it means for us here in our neck of the woods. That's coming up in about 7 minutes. Also, Alec Naiman will find out what's cooking with him at 7:50. Larry Kirby's going to join us shortly. And in the 8 o'clock hour, could only imagine that it's going to be busy at 343-0106. When we turn up your voice, take your phone calls with the removal of the Statue of Admiral Sims. If you look at the foot of Government Street now, the pedestal's there, but the placards and the statue to Admiral Sims are gone. That is the most famous Civil War statue in town. But people are asking questions, too. How far does this go? I mean, is it the Father Ryan statue? Is it grave markers, what will be called on next? The city did the removal, even though there was a threat to topple it on Sunday. We'll hear more from you on that coming up after 8 at 343-0106, or you can hit us up right now on the text line. Same phone number, text us now, 343-0106. Headlines next, then Dr. Bill's on the way.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Gulf Shores city leaders are preparing for potential impacts from Tropical Storm Cristobal over the weekend. Cristobal is expected to make landfall on the Louisiana coast. Our beaches could see dangerous rip currents and high surf. The surf was calm on Thursday. Yellow flags are flying this morning at the city's main beach. Alabama's first experimental coronavirus vaccine is coming to Mobile. Coastal Clinical Research is teaming up with pharmaceutical company to bring the vaccine to the port city. Mobile County, the state's second largest county, reports more than 2,300 confirmed cases of COVID-19. The amusement park at Owal will reopen this morning almost 3 months after being forced to close. The park staff will take guest temperatures as they enter the park. Employees are required to wear masks and visitors will notice hand sanitizing stations. The gates will open at 11 o'clock. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
Special report, protests across America. A peaceful night of continued protesting in the nation over the death of George Floyd in police custody. Last night, a number of NFL players posted a video on Twitter making demands of the league to post a statement condemning police brutality in the nation.
We, the National Football League,
admit wrong and silencing our players from peacefully protesting.
We, the National Football League,
believe Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter. Two Buffalo police officers have been suspended after a video showed them pushing a 75-year-old protester to the ground. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo calls the video disgraceful. The city of Mobile, Alabama, has removed a Confederate statue early today. Birmingham and Richmond, Virginia, have also decided to remove Confederate statues following the protests stirred by the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Dow futures up more than 300. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Competing factions of JCPenney lenders that were vying to finance the retailer's restructuring efforts have reached a deal, averting potential litigation between them. Meanwhile, Penney, which filed for bankruptcy last month, will close 154 stores nationwide in the near future. Simon Property Group, the country's largest mall owner, has filed a lawsuit against Gap over unpaid rent and other charges, it says, amount to $66 million. Simon Property said the retailer has withheld rent for April, May, and June. The landlord is seeking to be paid rent for those months, as well as attorney fees and other charges. Gap didn't comment on the lawsuit directly, but said it is committed to working with landlords on mutually agreeable solutions and fair rent terms. Crude oil, sharply higher, up 99 cents at $38.40 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a Dow Industrial gain of more than 300. That's Your Money Now.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You're more focused than ever on keeping your employees and customers safe. Cintas has the products and services you need to feel prepared. Our Cintas technicians can apply our disinfectant and sanitizer spray throughout your facility. Our UltraClean service for restrooms uses a sanitizer effective against certain germs, bacteria, and viruses. And we'll help you stay well-stocked with hand sanitizer, face masks, and essential PPE. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Not all homes are the same, and neither are all pest control companies. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management has built their business on relationships. A local independent dealer using higher quality products to get better results. Treating indoor and outdoor pests, including mosquitoes, roaches, and fleas. If you're tired of the big bug guys raising prices and lowering their service, call the local experts, Wildlife Solutions Pest Management, 654-6778. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, third named storm of the year. This one in the Gulf of Mexico. Cristobal, what are we looking at this morning? What are we looking at over the next few days?
Well, let's take a look at what we have for today. We're starting out with some sunshine. We'll see some showers and a few thunderstorms this afternoon. Around 90 degrees today. Tonight, we may see some evening showers and thunderstorms, low tonight in the low 70s. And then for the weekend, well, Saturday, not too bad in the morning, but then it'll cloud over and good chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and a high in the upper 80s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely for Saturday night. And then on Sunday, a cloudy day with showers and breezy. And temperatures will be in the lower 80s. The wind's picking up out of the east, 20 to 25 miles an hour with gusts over 30. And that means that there's a tropical storm approaching. And it looks like a rather windy night for Sunday night with showers and heavy rain at times. On Monday, showers again and occasionally some very heavy showers with highs in the mid-80s. And then we'll still see showers, even a few thunderstorms on Tuesday with upper 80s, and then things slowly improve Wednesday and Thursday. As for Cristobal, it is still over land. It's on the southern portion of the Yucatan Peninsula. But the important thing now, it is turning to the north, and we expect that it will move on up through the peninsula and then come into the Gulf tonight, late tonight, into the southern Gulf, and it'll spend most of tomorrow crossing the southern Gulf of Mexico. And then on Sunday, it'll be in the northern Gulf, and it should reach the coast of Louisiana Sunday night, and perhaps after midnight into Monday morning. And the likely target now is the central or possibly western coastline of Louisiana, anywhere from Morgan City westward toward Lake Charles. The strength of the storm, right now, estimates probably around 60 mile per hour peak winds at the time it reaches the coast. But we're going to have to see. It's still over land, and we'll see how fast it develops as it moves out over the Gulf Saturday and then also on Sunday. We're going to be on the eastern side of the storm, and we will see some gusty winds on Sunday night and into early Monday here in the city, probably winds of maybe 20, 25, or 30 miles an hour. But we could see some gusts to 40 miles an hour down along the coast. As you get over into Mississippi, on the Mississippi coast, then gale force gusts are very likely in that area. So the worst part of the storm would be, looks like Sunday night, and through Monday morning.
All right, if you're talking to folks with down at Dolphin Island or along the coast, waterfront, what kind of levels are we looking at on surge or sea level levels with this from high tide, above high tide, I guess?
Yeah, it's going to be difficult at present to indicate what the surge might be since the storm is over land right now. Once it gets out of the water and we see the intensification process, we'll have a better estimate. But right now, we're probably in the range of 1 to 2 feet. Could be higher depending on the strength of the storm and the size of it as it reaches the northern Gulf. And we will see some minor flooding along the coast. But the rainfall, if we look at it from Saturday night through Monday morning, we could see 3 to 4 inches of rain and then add maybe another 1 to 2 inches for the rest of Monday and Tuesday. And so a total figure for the storm, maybe 4 to 6 inches of rain. Could be more, but 4 to 6 inches of rain would certainly bring us up close to normal for the year.
That would be the drought buster, right?
Yes.
That would bring out the deficit. So really Sunday, Monday is crystal ball. Tomorrow is just regular rainfall chances. And you said that's tomorrow morning looks okay. Tomorrow afternoon's when the rain starts?
Yeah, I think probably we'll get by tomorrow morning, and then we'll start to see a shower and some thunderstorms in the afternoon. Instead of them dying out in the evening for Saturday, we'll see the threat of showers and thunderstorms through the night. And then, of course, it become more numerous on Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill, with all that being said and the weekend ahead, it's time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale that lies somewhere between 1 and 2. What do you say?
Well, Saturday kind of helps us out a little bit on the scale. And so I'm going to go with a 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
4270.
And that's with help from Saturday.
That's the help of Saturday, yes.
Okay, so that tells me everything I need to know about Sunday. Wow. All right.
Yeah, Sean, if you're thinking at all about going out to do a little fishing this weekend.
Yeah, what's it looking like?
The seas on Saturday, they'll start out at 6 feet and build to 9 feet. And then if you want to go out Sunday, the seas out to 20 miles are going to run 12 to 14 feet.
That's all? That's all?
That's all. That's all. That's all. Time to break out the surfboard.
The snapper are going to get a break this weekend for sure. They will get they'll get a vacation weekend for sure. All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate that, and we're going to check back with you real soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, and his forecast and his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long.
Yeah, and who's ready for some good news? Got the jobless numbers for May and some actual good news coming up.
Good news. I like that. That's straight ahead right here on Mobile Mornings.
Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
Na, 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 na. Nappy time. Na, 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 na. Nappy time. That's right.
You voted for all of your favorite bars, restaurants, bands, media folks, and just about everything else during the nomination period of Lanyap's 18th Annual Reader's Choice Awards. Our quarantine consisted of counting all your votes, and we've been counting and counting, and now the counting is done. So now, through June 28th, we need you to start voting once again to help us determine the best of the best in such exciting new categories as Most Adorable Dog and Best Vasectomy Doc. The beloved classics like Best Hoo-Ha Doc and Quintessential Mobilian. Vote once per hour every day at VoteNappies.com. And in the new issue on stands now, you'll find the usual unusual news, commentary, cuisine, sports, and arts and entertainment coverage you've come to expect from Alabama's largest weekly newspaper. Pick up a Lanyap today or check out LanyapMobile.com and keep Mobile funky.
Hey, 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 hey! Na, 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 na. Nappy time. Na, 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 na. Nappy. Nappy time. That's right.
From the CarDoctor.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Still a good ride from Fairhope and Daphne. A little bit of backup, 181 and I-10 near Malbus. But across the Bayway, we look great. 90 eastbound. If you're traveling westbound lanes, also by Theodore Dawes Road, you've seen some radar. Be careful. Alliance Roofing has been the most trusted roofer in the Mobile and Baldwin County area for over 26 years. Licensed, bonded, and insured for residential to commercial, we have you covered. Always offering free estimates. Call 580-ROOF for Alliance Roofing. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:42 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about today and the weekend ahead. Hey, Larry.
Good morning.
Morning.
We're looking forward to a big weekend. We've got a great selection of trucks. I know you and I like to talk about trucks.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of the. I mean, you and when you say trucks, you always have like from smaller trucks to the big, you know, heavy duty pullers. Talk about that.
Okay, we got a 2011 Nissan Frontier we just got in. It's crew cab, V6, automatic, decked out, under $10,000.
Yes.
And then you could go all the way to a 5500 Dodge diesel crew cab that is $20,000.
So you got the range there, and you also, I mean, I know you and I talk about trucks, but don't be mistaken, y'all. They've got lots of cars and SUVs and lots of financing options. So tell people about coming out and checking out the inventory this weekend. How do they find you?
Just come see us at the corner of Highway 90 and Plantation Road. Visit us online at lcmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook and just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. All right, and it is time for the jobless numbers from last month, mm-hmm. And you watch me flinch. It's like, remember you played the game growing up, two for flinching?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have every...
Growing up.
Yeah, well,
still play that
we
game.
Still do that here in the hallways. but like on Thursdays and Fridays when these numbers come in, I kind of flinch like we're playing that game. So I've laid on me.
Yeah, and well reason to flinch because estimates were that America would lose 7.5 million jobs for the month of May. But surprise, surprise, Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P futures are heading up because it looks like the U.S. economy gained 2.5 million jobs in May.
Great.
And the unemployment rate, the official unemployment rate dropped from 14.7% in April to 13.3% in May. So as the country began reopening from the coronavirus lockdown, looks like a lot of the jobs were added back. Still, you don't want a 13.3% unemployment rate, but it's much better than they were estimating, and of course, lower than April, which is all we can ask for right now.
Well, and by my non-scientific indicator of Airport Boulevard, I've been talking about this for 3 or 4 weeks, the traffic on Airport and the traffic around town looks like people are back to working.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yep.
The stores are open. People are, you know, so.
And you and I get up early in the morning to make our way to the studio. I've seen certainly more and more vehicles on the roads, you know, around 4:30 and 5 a.m. in the morning with people heading to work. I don't think they're going out shopping.
Right. Yeah. They're not getting up at that for a joyride. Let me add this in too. Just as we talk about numbers and the news will come out with these numbers. Here's percentages, numbers, statistics. And you and I have always tried to find the rest of the story. Make sure you take it into account. When we talk about, for example, the latest thing that we've been talking about for weeks, if not a month here, is the number of tests for coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And we point out, don't be mistaken that one test means one person, because somebody goes to the hospital, they have at least two. Some people have had three or more. So those numbers, just put that into the calculus. Well, in addition here, they count furloughed workers in the unemployment number. And, you know, most of the media business, except for people like us, mm-hmm. are furloughed at, you know, a day a week or a week a month or something like that. And I know a lot of other businesses had furloughs in as well. Well, those people essentially are still employed, but maybe furloughed that one day a month or 1 week a month or whatever it is. Well, during that week a month that they're furloughed, they can file for unemployment to get money there. So that person is not fully, that factors into the unemployment number, even though that person you would think is a lot closer to being fully employed than being unemployed.
Right.
But there's no breakdown for that in there. So they show up in the unemployment numbers. So maybe quickly as businesses are getting back online, say, okay, you don't have to furlough this week, a month, or whatever it is, we'll see a big jump in the number of jobs added.
Oh, I sure hope so. But I think it'll be a while before we know how many businesses will stay shuttered because of the coronavirus shutdowns. I know personally of several businesses that have not reopened.
Not opened back up.
So how long it takes to get that information we'll have to wait and see, but certainly want to see more people getting back to work, getting paychecks for working. But don't forget, lots of businesses out there were completely shuttered because of that shutdown.
And still hadn't reopened. All right, check us out online, fmtalk1065.com. Three big things, top news stories of the day there. At least five Alabama players testing positive for COVID-19. That's on the way in sports. Also, the information about the May jobs report there. And the story that has had people talking all morning long here, the removal of the Admiral Raphael Sims statue from the foot of Government Street. We asked the question, too, in the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question, should the city of Mobile have removed the statue of Admiral Sims? Right now, 90% of y'all saying no. Vote online, front page of FMTalk1065.com. All right, headlines from WKRG and sports with Dalton next.
Cammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop is open for walk-in service and limited seating. We've also installed a Dutch door for walk-up service. Just ring the bell and place your order.
The children are having a blast ringing the bell, and they are loving the Dutch door. This is Cammy Wayne, owner of Cammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop. My heartfelt thanks go out to my wonderful and loyal customers. You make it easy to keep on dipping. Cammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop, 51 years and still dipping.
It's all about
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Cody Subaru. I want to talk to you again about the benefits of purchasing a certified pre-owned Cody Subaru. Aside from the thorough 152-point inspection and 100,000-mile factory-backed warranty, your like-new Subaru has rates as low as 0.99%. Being a part of the Cody family gives you access to our fleet of courtesy vehicles. The Kobe difference, along with these benefits from Subaru, can make your purchase worry-free. You can begin your purchase online at KobeSubaru.com or visit our showroom located on the I-65 service road. Our staff is committed to providing excellent service, and remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Gulf Shores city leaders are preparing for potential impacts from Tropical Storm Cristobal over the weekend. Cristobal is expected to make landfall on the Louisiana coast. Our beaches could see dangerous rip currents and high surf. The surf was calm on Thursday. Yellow flags are flying this morning at the city's main beach. Alabama's first experimental coronavirus vaccine is coming to Mobile. Coastal Clinical Research is teaming up with pharmaceutical company to bring the vaccine to the port city. Mobile County, the state's second largest county, reports more than 2,300 confirmed cases of COVID-19. The amusement park at Owal will reopen this morning, almost 3 months after being forced to close. The park staff will take guest temperatures as they enter the park. Employees are required to wear masks, and visitors will notice hand sanitizing stations. The gates will open at 11 o'clock. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
This is Paul Lewis, General Manager of Roy Lewis Construction. In 1984, our founding principles were to provide a quality product, build quality relationships, and invest in our employees and community. That's who we are today. We specialize in remodeling and new construction in commercial and industrial applications, restaurants, professional offices, churches, and retail. Your success as a client is our mission, building legacies one relationship at a time. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com.
Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
Good morning. 10 minutes until 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. As football players begin returning to school campuses, Bama Insider reports that at least five Alabama players have tested positive for COVID-19 this week. University spokesman Ryan Bradley provided a statement saying that the school would not share any specific information regarding the cases of coronavirus due to privacy laws. AL.com reports that at least one of the players worked out with other players on Tuesday and Wednesday before learning of his positive test results. He, along with the other players that tested positive, were allegedly asymptomatic. According to a report from CBS 42, the list of players that tested positive includes a lineman, a couple of skill players, and one quarterback. Alabama isn't the first school to have players test positive for COVID-19.
Multiple Oklahoma State players tested positive this week, and Iowa State announced its first positive test within the athletic department on Wednesday. By the new NCAA rules, student-athletes must be screened before arriving on campus, within 72 hours of entering facilities, and on a daily basis upon resumption of athletics activities. Players who test positive must be immediately isolated, and the school will begin contact tracing and following CDC and local health guidelines. NBA owners on Thursday approved a plan to resume their season with 22 teams and a full playoff schedule. The proposal to restart the 2020 season includes a potential play-in game for the 8th seed, and all games will be held at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex near Orlando, Florida. The league must finalize venue details with Disney, finalize a comprehensive health and safety protocol program, and the NBA Players Association must also approve the plan before they get back to play. Meanwhile, the National Hockey League is transitioning to phase two of its return to play plan, as teams will be allowed to reopen training facilities in their cities on Monday if local regulations allow. And while the NBA and NHL make plans to return, it's looking unlikely that Major League Baseball owners and players will come to an agreement to begin their 2020 season anytime soon. Last night, the MLB Players Association held a conference call of more than 100 players to discuss the owners' latest proposal of a 50-game regular season. Following the call, MLB PA Executive Director Tony Clark said in a statement that the union, quote, resoundingly rejected further concessions sought by MLB. League and players hope to strike a deal in time to begin spring training next week with a targeted opening day around July 3rd. 7:53 on FM Talk 106.5, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Your business has changed, and the way your team works has too. Video calls, virtual conference rooms, and online collaboration. But here's one thing that hasn't changed. C-Spire Business. We're here to help make your team even better. We'll set you up with the entire Microsoft 365 package with all of the Office essentials, including Teams, so everyone can chat, meet, call, and work together anywhere, at any time. All on a private, secure cloud network with 24/7 customer support. Try your first month free at cspire.com/business.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with a few afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be around 90 degrees. Tonight, isolated evening showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors, 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, looking good across the Bayway and the Causeway. Once again, Mobile Police Department, county and state officers are telling us snow wrecks in the roadways. Good ride, Long I-10, Theodore Dawes Road out towards Grand Bay, Wilma Road, and from the 1065 split heading northbound up towards Chickasaw and Saraland. Light traffic there and across the Bayway. Bama Flooring on Highway 59 in Robertsdale is now open. They've got a great sale on their Mohawk Aero Carpet with lots of color choices. Call 989-9981 and see them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 7:55, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Starting to find out what's cooking. We do that with our buddy Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering. Good morning, Alec.
Hey, good morning, buddy. This is my most favorite show on the radio.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Oh, speaking of, people can vote for their favorite show in the Nappies. They can also vote for Alec in the Nappies. So, just a group thing, right? We both encourage them to go to votenappies.com.
That's it, man. I ain't talking about my nappy head either. I mean, like the real nappy.
That's right. Let's get those awards. All right. I have actually been picking blackberries off and on for the last 3 or 4 weeks, maybe even longer than that out there. Probably longer than that. You had a recipe today for some blackberries. What are we doing?
Well, you know what? That's what made me want to do it. I'm thinking I can't get out and grill this weekend because it's supposed to be raining. And my little rowboat, you know, the only motor I got is my right arm and my left arm. So I think I'm just going to make me a nice blackberry brulee with a mascarpone cream cheese. How about that?
I like it. Tell us how to do this.
Well, I get me about a pound of blackberries, you know, real pretty, whether I pick them out of my bushes or not, or go buy me some at the grocery store. And I lay them down, get me a Pyrex dish out, you know, one of them rectangle ones, about 11 by 7 size. And I put all my blackberries down in the bottom. And then I take about half a pound, about 8 ounces of a mascarpone cheese. I get me some powdered sugar, and I get me an egg, and I get me a little... Well, I actually use the seeds from a vanilla bean, but let me tell you, vanilla beans are like, you know, $1,000. So I just get me a little vanilla extract so I can save some money. I preheat the oven at about 450, you know, and then I take and I whip together, like I said, the mascarpone cheese and the powdered sugar and the egg yolk and the vanilla extract, and I whip it all together. And then I just pour it over the blackberries, and then I stick it in the oven for about, you know, 10-15 minutes at the most, let the mascarpone brown on top, and I pull it out, and man, I just start digging into it. And I call that my blackberry brulee with mascarpone cream.
Sounds fantastic. And tell folks, too, if they want to get one of your Y'all Make and We Bake recipes or pick up a full catering, how do they do it?
Well, yeah, you know, listen, yeah, you can call me, 473-3900. We're doing some little weddings, and we're doing a lot of corporate plant feeding and feeding to the office and taking stuff up to the hospitals and doctor's offices and stuff and feeding the staff. So, you know, we're doing some stuff. It's starting to pick back up. And we think that it's all going to work out here in the long run. So, you know, call it. You know what I was going to say? I've got a YouTube page, and if you want to see some of my cooking segments and little videos of some recipes, go to What's Cooking with Delek Naaman on YouTube, and you'll find me. But call me, 473-3900. Look us up on the web at namuscatering.com. And y'all try to have a safe weekend, and no skiing out there in the streets and nothing like that, you know. So God bless everybody here. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too. Alek Naaman and What's Cooking. We do it every Friday right here on FM Talk 106.5. All right, phone lines. Let's open them up. 343-0106. Lots to talk about. We'll talk with you next.